This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Been on the air. What's on your mind? I mean, the name What's on Your Mind with different hosts started like how far back, Todd? What'd you say?
Early 80s, late 70s.
All right. So that's, you know, a fair amount of time, but it's nothing compared to the time Joe Biden's been in the Senate, you realize.
That's a good point. Right?
Some people say, oh, 47 years. He just revealed this weekend it was actually longer than that. Listen.
You know, you're also on the front lines of emergencies, from fires to floods to school shootings to public health issues, helping save lives as well as livelihoods. That's why I've made it a priority in my entire career to work closely with you. From the time I got to the Senate...
I got a MyPillow right away here, Scott.
You know, as well as my tenure as vice president. You know, if I have the honor of becoming your president, I make this commitment to you.
Okay, I think you didn't hear what I was trying to get you to hear.
No. But you have a MyPillow coming. And
yeah, right. Anyway, here, listen to this. Here we go.
As well as my tenure as vice president. You know, if I have the honor of becoming your president.
How long did he say that?
Years ago.
Here it is.
We got to the Senate 180 years ago.
You know, seriously?
As well as my tenure as vice president.
He was in the Senate 180 years ago. He was
and
in the Senate.
10 years as vice president.
Man, you know this guy. I don't know why either. I don't know why he's not better using his experience, you know, against Donald Trump.
Wow. Yeah. We knew he's an immortal.
Well, right.
One sounds like a miscalculation. One sounds like a big exaggeration.
We got to make sure he said it right. Maybe he messed up. Hang on here.
From the time I got to the Senate 180 years ago.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, but he was kind of laughing about it. But he wasn't vice president for 10 years either.
Did he say 10 years? I missed that. You can't even, like, make it up. Can't.
You're probably still in shock from the 180 part. It seems like 180.
See, if I chose to spend my time listening to Joe Biden, you know, talk to canned audiences and kowtowing to him a little bit, or interviews. How about this doozy on MSNBC? I mean, if this is all I would do. This is all I would do. It's just, you can't make it up.
Let's get it. For example, the Paycheck Protection Act. You know, 1% of the money's gone out. 1%. 1% of the that's not the paycheck, the bill for small for major for
Main
small
Street
businesses.
Lending.
Main Street Lending. 1%'s gone out.
Yeah, so the reporter has to answer for him. Main Street Lending is what you're trying to say, sir.
He is going to get pummeled tomorrow night. I mean, that's going to be tough to watch. I'm serious.
Get ready for tomorrow night, folks.
Yeah.
Those are a couple of my highlights from the weekend. Yeah. Very interesting. Oh, my God.
Part of me can't wait to watch this debate. The other part of me is like, oh, man, that's like watching some old retired fighter get in the ring with Tyson. You know, I just can't watch this. It's just going to be brutal.
We, ladies and gentlemen, are going to be here for it all. Looking forward to the coverage. We have it for you tomorrow night. And, of course, we can preview it a little bit today on the program. You know, the issue, of course, is going to be confined to about six different things in 15-minute blocks is how they're doing it tomorrow. So it's not a free-for-all necessarily, but you're specifically dealing with things. How about the big news of the weekend? It's not Joe Biden's gaffes, because that's every day. It is actually, although we're not supposed to talk about him, according to Jill Biden. Should I play you one more clip of Jill Biden?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know you're not supposed to talk about it?
I didn't.
No, see, the deal is, as you heard there, you got a reporter from MSNBC helping the vice president remember what he couldn't remember. And Jill Biden, in an interview this weekend, she gets to tell Jake Tapper what's an issue and what's not an issue. Listen to this.
Well, you know, what you said is, you know, these false accusations.
Well, they're smears. They're disgusting smears.
And so, you know, this is a distraction. I mean, what else does Trump have? I mean, he's trying to get everybody off of Joe because I think Joe is just, he has the integrity and he's strong and resilient and he has that steadiness, that calm, empathy, things that people are looking for right now. And
did I miss the steadiness, calm Joe Biden the last number months of it? The resilient, the
wow,
the strong. There's more. Don't go away.
Donald Trump looks at Joe and says, "Oh my God, you know, like there's my competition. What can I think of to distract people?" And that's all he's trying to do. But Joe's tough.
I'm not asking about Joe.
Joe's tough.
I'm asking about Jill. How do you deal with it? Because it must be very, very difficult.
I expected it. You know, we know who Donald Trump is. We've known for 4 years, and I expected it. So we're a tough family.
Your husband is an experienced debater. He's faced tough opponents in the past, mm-hmm. but none quite like Donald Trump. None who are willing to...
Does anybody else think Jake Tapper's just being a big, sappy,
suck up.
Yeah, you're going to be hard on you. Oh, my.
All of the above.
Goodness.
Accuse him of vile crimes that he's mm-hmm. completely innocent of.
Yeah.
I've seen him lose his cool, especially when his family is invoked. I mean, I've covered him since the late 90s. So he's lost his cool a couple times in there. I think you would.
I don't recall that, Jake.
He protects his family very passionately, yes.
As he should.
Is he ready?
Oh, my gosh, yes, he's ready. You know, one of the things I'm excited for is when the American people see Joe Biden up there on that stage, they're going to see what a president looks like. You know, someone who is, like I'm saying, calm, steady, strong.
What is she talking about?
Who is she talking about?
I guess what else are you going to say, right? What else are any of them going to say? Yeah. I don't know what, but yeah.
Resilient.
Yeah, get that in.
It's like night and day between the two candidates. And so I can't.
It looks like, you know, one drooling into his coffee mug and the other one, you know, bouncing off the walls with unending energy.
And you're going to see that on display tomorrow night if he shows up.
What Jake Tapper should ask is, Mrs. Biden, you know, why is he hiding in his basement with all this strength and resiliency and, you know, and integrity? And why not be out there? Why not be, he won't ask it.
Maybe it's
for the American people to see Joe, to see that statesman up there in front of the American public.
Your husband has been known to make the occasional gaffe.
You can't even go there. You can, after Donald Trump, you cannot even say the word.
You can't even go there. I'm running this interview. You can't even go there. What are you talking about? Shut your pie hole, Jake Tapper. Let's listen to this.
You can't even say the word gaff.
Nope.
But you not?
Nope. Done. It's gone.
The gaff issue is over.
Over. So over.
What do you think about the fact that President Trump is hemming and hawing when it comes to the issue of an orderly transition of power?
He just dropped it. He moved on. He's done.
Wow.
She could just wave it away. Wave it away.
Wow. Just wow. Okay.
Isn't that interesting? And, folks, is anybody here surprised?
Is
anybody here surprised? I don't think so.
Nope.
There's news today out of Iowa. President Trump opened up a 6-point lead over Biden there. Funny, they don't talk about Iowa, normally a swing state. You know, they're going to win that one, right? Seems to be gonzo. New ABC Washington Post poll finds Trump edging Biden in Arizona and Florida. Have I missed the reporting on this? Maybe I missed
apparently.
Something. I don't know. It could be that I missed something. I don't know. Anyway, there you go. We've got them all out of the way. Everything I wanted to play. There was one other one, but you can't hear the reporter's question. But basically, it was Biden saying he doesn't want to say whether he'd pack the court because his answer would become a big issue. I think so.
Yeah.
So yeah. In other words, he's told us. He just hasn't told us. can't make it up. Okay, on the program today, just a couple of our guests, and let's get to your calls here in just a moment as we head into debate week conversation. A lot going on. Bottom of this hour, James O'Keefe will be here. James O'Keefe of Veritas with new video on the ballot shenanigans going on in Minnesota. Big surprise, right, folks? I know you guys would knock you over with a feather. Right,
years God? It's been going on.
God, yeah, I'd be very surprised. So we'll get you the latest on that from James O'Keefe, who is in the middle of that and is doing great work on covering things. Again, the media won't do it. Just totally ignore it. Tammy Eibach is going to be here next hour. She and Bob Harms with North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Comprehensive Energy Solutions meaning all of the above. True, all of the above. We want it all. So we'll get an update from them. And been a while since we talked a little bit about that, and a lot going on with the election, so we'll cover that too. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Some new deals waiting for you if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials, and lots to choose from there. The pet pillows. I'm big on the pet pillows. The mattress topper, still a special right now. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
These are exciting times for the University of Marion. We've opened our new state-of-the-art facility for our School of Engineering, filling our region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. Our engineering faculty is world-class and now have a beautiful space to do their craft of educating our students who will go out and serve their communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, or civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering. Discover more at umary.edu/engineering.
Got dips on your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A good weekend, wasn't it? I mean, first of all, Amy Coney Barrett, could she not be out of central casting for a fantastic addition to the United States Supreme Court? And just her personal story. I mean, 7 kids, 2 adopted from Haiti. I mean, I realize they will attack her, and they have, but they look like idiots doing it. It's just perfect.
But she's a crazy Catholic, you know.
Oh, my God.
She's a wacky Catholic.
Some of the
she's
things people
Catholic
say.
Catholic thing.
This, even people on locally saying this stuff. This fella, Chris Raised, he's the publisher of the Grant County Herald down at Elbow Lake, could not be more liberal, right? And would comment from time to time on a Facebook page. I never mind liberals commenting. I actually kind of like it because it, you know, you get a little back and forth going rather than, mm-hmm. you know, just
yeah.
do some critical thinking, right? So I don't mind people, of all opinions. But he got on a tirade about, there was a cardinal over the weekend, Cardinal Vigano is his name. And he's famous. I won't go into all the details for a number of reasons, but mostly for taking on Pope Francis, related to his, dealings
right.
with McCarrick, Cardinal McCarrick, who's a disgraced cardinal who was stripped of everything. Well, Francis gave him his cardinalship back and everything else. So this person was very critical, given what we know of him. So anyway, he's well known as a sort of reformer. He used to be the nuncio, they called it. That'd be like the American Pope. Anyway, he comes out over the weekend and says, Trump is up against darkness. Trump is up against Satan. Trump is up against a very dark, that's what he's fighting. Deep state, even use the term deep state, okay? So I posted that. This guy says, That cardinal speak for the child molesting church and just absolutely over the top disgusting. Now, does the Catholic Church have a sad chapter in its storied history related to abuse? Absolutely. No, nobody can deny that. It's horrible. Thankfully, they've gotten a handle on it. Thankfully, the vast majority of it was decades ago, and a lot of it's been unearthed in the last 10, 20 years. But to now suggest that the church somehow, so it's just people have gone off the rails. You're right. I mean, the Catholic thing is gone crazy. And the Catholic bashing, folks, that's chilling. I mean, you could be like sort of a raised Protestant to have not thought highly of Catholics. That's just sort of that kind of my team, your team deal. But this is over the top. This is like they're coming for you after they come for us. Don't forget that one bit. This isn't that good-natured ribbing of one particular faith over another. Bad news. So that was a great thing this weekend. And then the AL Central Division, champs. How about that?
The
Minnesota Twins.
Got a little help from the Cubbies, but that's no problem. We'll take it over if we can get it.
And we had a wonderful event that started with a call to the K-Fire Cafe with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. I said, hey, we're thinking about getting some classic cars together and, kind of cruising. And it kept growing, and they challenged folks in Minnesota to do it. Long story short, we have a meetup yesterday of North Dakota and Minnesota folks at the Fargo Dome parking lot in some cool cars. Unbelievable. You guys seen a Woody?
Oh, yeah.
With the actual wood on the side of it?
Yep.
Mike Bullinger has a Woody that it looks like it came off the assembly line that new. I mean, unbelievable. And it even has the surfboard on top. The actual are incredible.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So we had a great time. We did. All right, Rod and Bismarck. Let's get to you. Rod, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Just a couple points on the president's tax returns. First off, don't know where New York Times got their information, but whoever disclosed that, there is a section of the U.S. Code, 26 U.S. Code, paragraph 7213, unauthorized disclosure of information. Whoever disclosed that information is subject to a $5,000 fine. It is a felony or 5 years imprisonment. But also, the second thing I want to point out was that the tax avoidance is okay, tax evasion is not. But there are a lot of gray areas in the Internal Revenue Code where it's debatable whether or not it is a legitimate deduction. And any good CPA or tax attorney is going to take those gray areas, which results in the audits that the IRS has. An audit with an appeal process for any individual, in the case of President Trump, and he's talking about his audits being his tax returns being under audit, an appeal can easily last for 10 years past the date of the tax return. So, for example, his 2015 return could very well not be resolved completely and settled with the Internal Revenue Service until 2025. And finally, my last point, the alternative minimum tax is still in place for individuals. That's been in place since 1986. and it's Form 6251 of the form for filing for any individual. And basically, all of the preference items or special items that you might have had relative to losses, deductions, are basically eliminated. And accordingly, the president is totally 100% correct saying that, hey, he paid millions of dollars in income taxes, $750. Whoever came up with that number is just trying to make the political point. And bottom line is, they are so off, it is incredible. But most people don't realize that this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You finish. Go ahead. I was going to say, this is class warfare. This is what they love to do. This is one of the favorite little games that the Democrats play. Absolutely is. But you go ahead and finish.
Yeah, the alternative minimum tax, basically with the items added back in, there is no way that he did not pay, as he stated in his news conference yesterday, millions of dollars in income taxes. There's no question he did that. And so one fine point, you still owe me lunch, by the way.
I still owe you lunch?
Yes.
was it a contest? What'd we do?
Several weeks ago, certain caller numbers, you said we'd have lunch sometime at PetroServe.
At PetroServe USA, you're getting me hungry already. We're going to make that happen. Hang on, Rod. I don't know that we got your information that day because we have those things on the list, but do me a favor. Don't go away. First of all, you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it on the tax returns. And, you know, Rod, I wish you were a national media reporter that would bring some context to these things. But think about this. They have been trying to get those tax returns out because they're counting on people being dumb and saying Donald Trump only paid, he's a billionaire and he only paid $750 in taxes. No, he paid millions of dollars in taxes. And you're talking about tax loopholes. You don't like tax loopholes, change the laws, you know? Change the tax provision of what he's taking advantage of. They don't care about any of that. They just want that little sliver out there, you know, that little sliver. Hang on, Rod. Daniel, would you get Rod's telephone number and email address? A listener said, hey, Scott, you forgot the best unearthed video of the weekend. Joe Biden, he loves to tell you how Donald Trump hates the troops. But if Donald Trump hates the troops, what does Joe Biden think about him? Listen to this line.
Understanding what you may hear about me, I have incredibly good judgment. One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastards.
Clap for that,
wow.
You stupid bastards.
Wow. Nice.
Whoa. In front of the troops.
Hey, classy. That's presidential.
Yeah. Now, if Trump said that, would that not be an ad right now? I think it would be an ad. Okay, Rod got me a little hungry because it's Monday, and what do we got going at PetroServe USA? How about beef tips and gravy? Scalloped potatoes and ham, Valley City, exit 292. Sausage potato in Harwood today. Barbecue chicken sandwich, Fargo, 12th Avenue North. Hamburger hot dish on West Main Avenue in West Fargo. All the great specials at a PetroServe USA near you. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. James O'Keefe of Veritas. Next. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With just over a month till Election Day, the first presidential debate is set for tomorrow in Cleveland.
President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in a 90-minute event to be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. At a news conference yesterday, President Trump again suggested that Biden has been taking performance-enhancing drugs, telling reporters...
No joking. I mean, I'm willing to take a drug test. I think he should, too.
On another issue, President Trump says a report that he paid only $700 in income taxes in recent years is fake news. The New York Times reporting Sunday Trump paid $750 in federal taxes in 2016 and 17 and no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years and took big deductions for expenses. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
I'm not either.
Pushing buttons.
First time running the show.
Buttons. Yeah. Okay, you got me now?
I think we got what? You
now. I'll start over again. Oh, boy. Founded in 1932. It's a long time ago. I think Joe Biden went into the Senate about then. Bismarck, North Dakota.
That was 1832.
Family-owned, veteran-owned. Currently, they have locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. And if you are planning a move, in town, out of town, need some storage help, they do it all. All of their labor, background check, drug tested, provide every solution possible for moving and storage. From do-it-yourself to full-service moves, from across the block to across the country, they cover it all. Low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job is too big or small. Call them at 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. Visit them online at Action Movers, two A's now, actionmovers.com. Veritas is a national treasure in my book. Veritas, of course, means truth. I think it's Latin. We have some more truth related to the integrity of the election in Minnesota, thanks to their work. James O'Keefe is the founder of this group. James has been a guest of ours regularly, and he is unavoidably detained right now, so Neil McCabe is going to sit in for him from the communication shop of Veritas. Neil, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. Great to be with you.
Tell us what happened in Minnesota. What do we know?
Well, what happened is every 2 years, Project Veritas and Project Veritas Action, we make a special focus on voter fraud and election fraud. And so we have investigations going on all over the country. We basically got some traction a few months ago in Minneapolis, specifically Ward 6, which is the heart of the Somali American community in Minneapolis. And community activists started coming to us and telling us what they were seeing, and our undercover journalists were able to record people on hidden camera describing ballot harvesting in Minnesota. There's a limit by state law. You can only collect and deliver 3 ballots on behalf of others, And we have this one ballot harvester, Levon Muhammad, who has three or says he has 300 ballots in his car. So that's three times the legal limit. The thing that's interesting, Scott, is that for all the hours of footage that we have, recorded phone calls, hidden cameras, the most damning of the videos is the Snapchat that Levon Muhammad posted on his own account, where he brags about having a car full of ballots that are obviously not his.
So how does this work? What is he, you know, as he's collecting these one by one to get to 300, what is he, you know, is there cooperation? Is he having to convince these people, hey, give me a ballot, or what? How does it work?
Well, I mean, cooperation is one word for it. You know, we have a ballot harvest, another ballot harvester, who described to us how his own ballot was harvested. The operatives that he said were from Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's political machine ordered a ballot on his behalf. It arrived. They came to his apartment building. Presumably, they were going door to door. And in his incident, what happened is they knocked on the door. They said, "We ordered a ballot for you. Where is it?" They made him fill it out. And when he signed it, they paid him the money and they took the ballot and they said, "Don't worry, you don't have to vote this year. We've got it." You can imagine that in nursing homes and senior living facilities where, you know, those sort of those residents are especially vulnerable to intimidation, especially if ballot harvesters are able to partner with the caregivers. And, you know, that's a very awkward situation when, you know, when the people that you're relying on for food and grooming and quality of life are asking you, "Hey, where's your ballot?" What are you supposed to say to them? And so we were able to document a mix of both intimidation and vote buying.
Wow. And the vote business, when they say, you know, vote, are they telling them how to vote? They saying, "Here, Phil, you know, do these circles and do those circles?" Or
They're filling it out for the voter. The operatives come. The harvesters fill out the ballot for you. It's soup to nuts. It's really great. It's like voting by room service. It's really quite convenient for the voter, right? You know, there was talk in the 2016 campaign that Hillary Clinton lost because she didn't get the turnout in some communities that she was expecting. Well, I would imagine this is a very good plan for fixing that turnout problem, when you just send out your operatives and they collect the ballots for them. And, you know, there's a lot of people who vote, but they just don't like waiting in line. And so it solves a lot of problems.
By the way, for folks that don't remember, Project Veritas has done some great work over the years, unearthing all of the evil things that Planned Parenthood was up to, selling different parts and the things that were happening there. And bad. Acorn was another one that I remember well.
Yep.
And
Project Veritas, we've come out with some amazing stories even this year. David Reich, the senior reporter from ABC News in New Hampshire, the night of the New Hampshire primary, told one of our undercover journalists that he was a socialist, and he described how his bosses at ABC News refused to give President Trump a fair shake. We went undercover with Antifa. Those videos were released in June. We actually had an undercover journalist who was training to be a member of the Rose City Antifa in Portland, Oregon. And of course, almost a year ago, we released the Amy Robach tape, where Amy Robach, the journalist and anchor at ABC News, off camera during a break, telling people in the studio crew, how her bosses at ABC News spiked her Jeffrey Epstein story, which would have exposed the royal family and the Clintons.
Tell us what happens generally from investigations like this. You have the undercover thing, you expose this. As you say, you got this guy even bragging on his Snapchat about having 300 ballots. You got him on tape, and he's caught, right? I mean, we know what's going on. So where does it go next? Attorney General in Minnesota, federal investigation, what happens?
Journalist David Steinberg, who's been working to expose political corruption in Minneapolis for years. He was name-checked about a week ago by President Donald Trump at a rally in Minnesota. You know, he tweeted out last night that he knows personally that the FBI was given evidence of vote buying and illegal ballot harvesting by Ilhan Omar's political operatives in 2016 and 2018, and they did nothing about it. I've talked to reporters in Minneapolis, both TV and online, and sort of preparing for this release. And, you know, they told me that the rumors have been there. People knew about it, but just nobody had the hard evidence. And so with the president tweeting last night that the U.S. attorney in Minnesota should get on the stick and investigate it, you know, it's you know, that's what we hope for. But, you know, there's a very famous incident of voter fraud from the 1960 election where Barry Goldwater, the senator from Arizona, hired a former FBI agent to investigate John F. Kennedy's campaign in West Virginia. He got 16 affidavits talking about the vote buying, and, you know, he turned it over to Eisenhower's attorney general, Bill Rogers, and Bill Rogers just sat on it. So Barry Goldwater would tell later, he'd say, you know, the whole time the 1960 campaign was going on, he just assumed that the FBI would expose the Kennedy campaign for its vote buying in West Virginia. And so he just, you know, it's like you assume that the FBI will take care of it. I had a Bernie Sanders, when I was working as a reporter for One American News, a Bernie Sanders, very senior campaign official, told me that the reason why Bernie Sanders wasn't going after Hillary Clinton in 2016 for her emails is because they assumed that the FBI would take care of it. He literally told me either we have an FBI or we don't. And so there is, you know, Bernie Sanders was counting on the FBI, and Bernie Sanders is not president of the United States. And so, you know, where journalists and you yourself are in the media and you're trying to get the story out, and that's what we're trying to do. We hope the FBI and law enforcement get involved, but we can't count on them.
By the way, this Snapchat that you're talking about is video. He says, just today we got 300 for Jamal Osman. I have 300 ballots in my car right now. Numbers don't lie. You can see my car is full. All these here are absentee ballots. Look, all these are for Jamal. Displaying the white envelopes, he says. Money is the king in this world, and a campaign is driven by money. Interesting. So there's little room for little room for interpretation there. I mean, it's pretty. He's telling us everything we need to know, right? And again, under Minnesota law, no individual can be the designated agent for more than 3 absentee voters. So he is saying out loud, "Hey, I've broken the law here. So somebody better deal with this." What I fear is, you know, the Minnesota Attorney General is going to do what the Minnesota Attorney General has done for a long time, and that's ignore anything that's, fraud that benefits a Democrat. So
I had a conversation in New Hampshire on another story we were working on where the person admitted double voting, and I said to the Deputy Attorney General of New Hampshire, doesn't a confession end the investigation? She looked at me and said, not necessarily. So I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's too simple, right? Not necessarily. I don't know. Oh, wow. So, I saw this in the New York Post this morning. I saw President Trump's tweet. It is getting some attention. So would you expect this is going to build with the media a little bit? I mean, you have hopes that this will have a little more, especially Minnesota media ought to be all over it, right?
Yeah, you make a very good point there. And one of the dynamics that we see is, you know, we will blast it out sort of nationally, but the local media, if the local media takes the ball and runs with it, that's how the story really gets legs, because the local people will start exploiting some of their own connections. And frankly, I think a lot of these guys have been sort of knowing about the story. They just needed some encouragement. And now that they see that we're on the case, hopefully the local reporters in Minnesota will get on the stick.
Fascinating conversation, Neil. Thank you. Our best to James O'Keefe and the entire team at Veritas. Appreciate what you do and hope folks consider a donation to Veritas, because they have to be funded by all of us. It's a grassroots organization. Appreciate it. More after this on What's on Your Mind?
Not the pizza guy. not your package either. We're going door-to-door, counting the 150,000-plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Egg retailers, co-ops, and custom applicators have enormous productivity requirements. With thousands of acres of fertilizer to apply in a short window of time, they don't have time to make mistakes in the field. Intelligent Ag's Recon Spread Sense is the first ag technology that monitors the flow of product on floaters. The technology identifies flow issues to avoid streaks in the field that can hurt yield potential. Reduce the risk of misapplication by investing in Recon Spread Sense. Never doubt what you're putting out. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
On your mind.
Set it up.
Texter has a question about President Trump's taxes. I thought that caller, Rob, from Bismarck, did about as good a job, Rod it was, R-O-D, about as good a job as any in explaining that whole situation. Maybe he's an accountant so he can speak with some authority. But didn't you think that was pretty good? I thought that was...
Yeah.
He just was... I just let him go. It was good stuff. Really good. So, anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that next hour, so look forward to that. Quick programming note, Judge Jeanine will join us tomorrow. Yes, that Judge Jeanine, Judge Jeanine Pirro, author of the New York Times bestseller, Don't Lie to Me. Well, if she ever said don't lie to me, I would, like, stand up straight and be like, I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying to you. I promise. Let me go. Let me go. Yeah. Judge Jeanine Pirro, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Stealing. Stop trying to steal our freedom, rather. That's the book. Brian Kroc is going to talk a little bit about this market, give you some invaluable advice. And not so much advice, just really kind of his expertise on what he sees and lay it out there. And you can use it how you want. Congressman Colin Peterson on Wednesday on the program. We're going to do a mask debate, too, on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. And then, of course, Senator Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. If there's anything that you would like us to do on the program related to a particular topic on the election, some of you today asking about the taxes and whatnot, lay it on us. Happy to make sure we get a guest you want, a topic you want covered on the program for sure. Okay? Brought to you today in part, and this is something that ties into that request. If you want to think of something at 10 at night, something you see on TV, or you're watching Tucker Carlson say, oh, I want to get in on that debate on what's on your mind. Our Oasis Petroleum hotline is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. It's the Be the Buffalo hotline because it's all about going into the storm and being the buffalo. You can do that, folks. Okay? All right. Hard to believe, but we are in major countdown mode now. That's right. Election day. It's like zooming onto us right now. Zooming. 36 days to go to 2020 election. All right. Scott Herman is here. We're going to talk a little bit about, we love chatting with good North Dakota businesses, folks that provide services and also are part of our team here. Use the vast What's on Your Mind audience to get the word out about the products that they have. And Action Movers is one of those, and we appreciate that very much. And Scott Herman is here. Scott, how you doing? I'm waiting here for Scott. Have we not got him cooked up? Kevin and Daniel, you guys coordinate what's going on there. And well, is it Monday today or what? What's that, Todd?
All that set up for that.
Yeah, exactly.
In rehearsal, though.
Yeah. You could have,
you think you're got enough there. Practice to do it for real here?
I hope so. Yeah.
But we're efforting it as we speak.
Yeah.
So, see, if I'd have known we didn't have them, I could have pretended, I guess.
Well, Scott, you know, we are.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right.
There we go.
You should have heard the introduction I gave for you, and then they didn't have you hooked up, Scott. So trust me, it was a doozy. I built you up big time. How are you?
You can't do it twice.
How are you, Scott?
Good, Scott. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Good to have you on the program today. As I mentioned to our listeners, we love celebrating our fine sponsors here on the program, and Action Movers is one. I enjoy telling the story because people have a choice, obviously, when they move, but there's a little more to that choice than just, going online, doing a quick little search and saying, yeah, that one works, because you want a company that has been doing this a long time, someone that is, all their labor background checked and drug tested and reliable and all of those things. And that goes with local moves, too. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of times, people associate us with out-of-state moving because we're an agent for United Van Lines, which is the country's number one mover. And the reality is the foundation of our company was built off local moving and started right here in 1932 in Bismarck.
Now, some people may think, well, if I call Action Movers, they're the best, so it's going to be expensive. You've got a guaranteed lowest local move rate. Is that right?
That is correct. Again, sometimes people see that United Van Lines logo and they associate that with exactly what you said. Oh, they must be expensive. But right now, throughout North Dakota and western Minnesota, we guarantee the lowest local move rate.
And if you're moving from one spot, not quite sure where you're going or when you're going, those do-it-yourself Go Minis are an action mover staple, right? That's the what do you call those little, I don't know, it looks like a looks like something you see on the back of a semi or on a ship, right?
Yeah, so it's the Go Minis is a sister company of ours, and it's a do-it-yourself moving solution to where we can deliver a 12, 16, or 20-foot container right to your driveway. Those are rented by the month. It gives you the flexibility to take your time moving things into that container, and then we pick it up when it's ready and move it to your destination.
701-566-5532, online at actionmovers.com. Two A's, Action Movers, and ask about how you can move for
free. Are you moving
too
soon?
Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.